This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And a shot off the goalpost and out the other way. They wave it off. Another chance in. That one goes tipped to the side of the net. The power play had come to a close, but Port Huron with a shot deflected through the pads of Colgan have taken a 4-2 lead.
And would go on and defeat the Columbus River Dragons. That's hockey from, oh, I don't know, the last couple of nights in something called the Federal Prospects Hockey League. And that's a league we'll come to know. And we might see a lot of that Columbus River Dragons team make for a natural rival for the Athens team that will play in the Classic Center Arena. There's a date already set, something like the 26th of October, if memory serves, for professional hockey in a Classic Center Arena. They're putting the finishing touches on construction in that arena right now. Joining us from the Classic Center, general manager of the arena, Danny Bryant. Danny Bryant, thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely, Tim. Thanks so much for having me.
The status of the arena, there's actually already been hockey there. I know this because we had friends who froze down in January, when they were playing the UGA's team was in there. They went and watched. So there already been some hockey in there, kind of an outdoor arena setting. What's the status of getting that place finished?
Yeah, we are targeting the beginning of October as our opening date for the arena. So, yeah, we've hosted hockey here in Athens now for almost 10 years to the week. Our first game was April 9th, 2014, and we used to do that in our exhibit hall that was turned into the Aiken Ford Arena, and then this past year we played out in our pavilion, which, yes, was an outdoor venue, and those were some chilly nights out there.
Yeah, friends went. It was I think it was like early January. It got down to 15 degrees. Hey, let's go watch some hockey outside. Yeah, that sounds like fun. It is fun. People don't know, and we'll talk about some hockey here, because hockey is a fun game, especially live. It's not that great a game on TV, frankly, but live. It's a whole new thing, and we'll get to see it in Athens in a few months. Talk about the arena, though. Give me some parameters for how many seats and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so around the hockey floor, we'll have about 5,500 seats. So it's a great venue. It's going to be intimate, people right on top of the action. And then for concerts and family shows, what we're really excited about, we'll be around 6,500 folks. So when you're able to kind of add some of that seating on the floor, that gets you the higher capacities for this concert.
And the thinking, I gather, Danny Bryant, especially as it relates to concerts, I don't know that Taylor Swift comes in, but you get a bigger star, if you will. Somebody's more likely to show up for a 6,500-seat arena than one that's maybe half that size. So the idea is, I'm going to bring bigger names to Athens.
That's right, yeah. We really targeted this to be able to fit about 85% of national touring acts. So, yes, while we may not be getting the stadium tours, we can get pretty much everything else that's going around the country. And I think what's so great about that is that Athens is such a famous music scene, especially for the great clubs we have, right, with the Georgia Theater and 40 Watt and just the history that we have there. But we don't really have anywhere once they grow out of those sizes to keep coming back playing here year after year. And so I think it's just an awesome chance for the artists that we grow here and gain popularity here in Athens or have great shows here to be able to come back and play in front of their fans. And we're such a passionate music base that I think this is really going to reward those folks.
Yeah, Danny Bryant, general manager of the arena, the Classic Center under construction, finishing phases of that construction. As I understand it, going to be up for discussion tomorrow evening's meeting of the Athens-Clark County Commission, how to get everything done between now and October, the scheduled opening date. About those concerts, it just suddenly occurs to me, like, I don't know, if I'm out on tour, and my tour includes stops in Charlotte and Atlanta. You mentioned Athens and its legacy as a music town and now this new venue. I might be inclined to make a stop. I may not have been inclined to make otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we certainly hope. I mean, we really see Athens as an independent market when it comes to touring shows. I mean, you know, it might be the case where a show goes to Atlanta in the fall and comes through Athens in the spring. But we think that, you know, with obviously the University of Georgia here and that population, and just the whole population of Northeast Georgia that haven't had a venue of this size, that we're gonna have great success when we announce those first shows.
All right, and again, the hockey. I was reading the other day, Banner Herald or someplace, about a study that was commissioned. You paid some consultant to just look at it. Okay, what if we put a professional hockey team in here? What might we expect? And at least in terms of that survey and that study that was done here, the thinking is, and certainly your hope is, that there is a market and a pretty sizable one for pro hockey in Athens.
Yeah, I think buildings of this size and these communities do really well with having a team tenant in there. And hockey, as you talked about, is such a fun sport to watch live. The teams are so ingrained in their community. The players live here. They go out, they meet the families, they meet the kids, they start the youth program. And we have a little bit of a head start, like I said, having hosted the UJ Ice Dogs for 10 years, and we'll continue to do so. And we've been able to create a fan base around that. And it was really fun last week. We hosted kind of the official announcement of the pro hockey team. And there's so many of our season ticket holders there from the Ice Dogs who are excited to jump on this and support this as well. So, I mean, from a practicality standpoint, it gets us about, 30 more new dates in the arena, and that's what keeps the place full, keeps people coming through, keeps people employed, and just gives somebody something to do all year round.
And Danny Bryant, general manager of the arena at the Classic Center. Should mention, too, and you can give me the logistics on this when we get going with this, but a contest now, and the fans will decide the name of the team. The four choices, the Rock Lobsters, obviously the B-52s reference there, the Classic City Panic in reference to just as obviously widespread panic, then something called the Athens Athenians and something else called the Athens Owls, the four finalists, if you will. How's the voting going to work?
Yeah, I believe they're going to announce that this week on their social media channels. The team will. So I would follow them there at AthensProHockey.com. And they're also on Instagram, Facebook, I think LinkedIn under Athens Pro Hockey. And really the four ideas also came from the fans. So when folks signed up for the newsletter or season ticket deposits, they could recommend names. And these were, some of the most popular ones that came out of there. And when we announced them last Thursday, there was some pretty great applause and excitement. And that's the fun part about, about minor league sports is that you want to get the fans involved. You want to get everybody excited about it and feel ownership over it. And so, we should have a name here, I would say, about in the middle of the month or late April to kind of coordinate with the schedule release for the new season.
And you start buying the caps and the T-shirts and such. What do we know about this Federal Prospects League?
Yeah, I think we're really excited about where we ended up with the league. They kind of spread from the Gulf of Mexico up to the border of Canada. As you mentioned previously, the Columbus River Dragons are one of their most successful franchises. And we actually hosted a couple of River Dragons games, back in maybe 2018 or 19 on our Grand Hall. Mm-hmm. And so it was the right fit for our team. I think it's going to be a successful league from a competition standpoint. And also, from a financial standpoint from the team, it's a great setup for them. It should be really fun hockey. And again, an opportunity for the players to be here in town and really, build themselves into our community.
Now, you mentioned the finances, and we'll let you go on this one, Danny Bryant, and put you on the spot. I don't know if this has even been done yet, but a family of four, the traditional family of four, wants a night out at this new Classic Center Arena watching pro hockey. I assume you're going to make every effort to make this something they can do affordably.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we want to make sure that people who have the opportunity who want to come out can obviously enjoy it at an affordable level. I think the really exciting thing about the arena is the amenities for it as well. And so I'd be remiss if I didn't say we also have great premium options and hospitality. We already sold about 50% of the suites that we have available.
Wow.
And like I said, there's no bad seat in the house. So even if you're in the top row and that's, maybe the most affordable ticket, you're still going to have a great experience, not feel like you were relegated to the nosebleed.
And by the way, let me, a pro tip, if you will, for hockey fans, or maybe the folks who aren't hockey fans, you've never seen live hockey. Your inclination is always, because you're a football fan, you want to be on the 50-yard line. Some of the best seats to me, anyway, this is my personal preference. I love sitting behind the net. You just get a really good look at the flow of a hockey game. And so I don't know what the pricing is going to look like, but actually that's where I'm going to try to sit, is back there behind the net someplace. When do the tickets actually go on sale?
Will coincide season tickets going on sale with the announcement of the schedule. You can place a season ticket deposit right now that saves your place in line, so you'll be the first to pick tickets. Those are on sale, I think, right now for $100 a ticket, and then they're announcing pricing this week, and season tickets will go on at the end of the month coinciding with the schedule release. And, yeah, I think a pro tip on that is a term called attack twice, and so that's the end that the home team will shoot on twice. So when you're looking for your tickets, look for that end, because then you'll get the most action of the home team coming your way.
Yeah, something else hockey fans are going to learn. What's this three-period thing? Yeah, they don't do halves. They do periods. Danny Bryant, best of luck with this. Exciting stuff. General Manager, Classic Center Arena. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.